lots of strange things happen in Phoenix. There have been reports, of course, of the Phoenix lights. We still have lights down in South Mountain area. People still see things around. We'll have Mike Fortson on later this week, and he'll be talking about seeing things in Prescott Valley. A lot of it's spiritual or paranormal, but there's a UFO element as well. And we are here in North Phoenix, right by the Sandra Day O'Connor High School. The Sandra Day O'Connor High School is a big complex, but they have trouble keeping security guards at night. They leave suddenly. They say a red mist comes down the hill and envelops the school sometimes, at least the back part of it. Hello, this is Jerry Pippin, and we are continuing with our Phoenix Lights special. We are in Phoenix, actually North Phoenix, and Twin Peaks type mountains right here in the behind me. And we have Rob Gratowski here, who lives down the street. First of all, Rob, give us a little background. Tell the audience where we are and why.
This is on the road next to the ruins, which is right below the ceremonial site, which is neatly tucked in between these two hills that we're looking at right there. Actually, if you see, in the center of the mountain right there.
Mm-hmm. Now you know, you were telling me that you were out here a couple of hours earlier and actually saw something, huh?
No, it was actually from my patio, which is going to be right on the other side of that knoll, which is where I'd done a lot of the taping. Had some lights coming. I just saw one flash up there just now. And one light came out, and all of a sudden, two appeared next to it. And it, you know, it was, wasn't real spectacular, but it always is not the spectacular things. That's kind of rare. But
I believe there's besides the burial mounds here, is there some quartz around here?
Yeah, the mountain just about a quarter of a mile beyond this one has a very large quartz vein that you can see. It's kind of a distinguishing feature running through it. And it kind of slopes down right into this area right here. It's kind of neat. There's a small ruins right where we're standing right here, about, 150 yards into the desert. And then tucked in between those hills is the Circle of Stones ceremonial site. So,
How long have you been noticing these lights here?
From June 14th, when I first saw the lights, I guess that triggered me to pay attention, I guess. But we had things in the past. See at the very top up there.
Yeah, you see that up there, Roberta? Talking to Roberta Scott, our producer. And it's a cool night. Does the weather have anything to do with it?
No, it's been... the weather doesn't really have much to do with it, but, you know, I've only been looking into this for a few months, and, whoa.
How would you describe to our listeners what these lights are that we're looking at exactly? Are they orbs or just flashes of light?
You know, I'm not sure. It's nothing really spectacular, but just this is kind of the subtler little light change. You know,
what's this look like in the daytime?
It's a nice, pretty mountain with lots of black basalt lava, rocks intermixed with the desert and to do with the moon being out. But the very top of that knoll right there too is, I guess, what we call the fortress. Is just rocks that have kind of been laid out in a circle, kind of like fortifying the top of the mountain. I'm not sure what it was used for, but
have you been to the top of that mountain? You've climbed up there?
Yeah, I've been all throughout the mountains here, and you got everything from caves, mines, to the ruins, to petroglyphs. It's very diverse, and it's in its interesting, little here and there. You have all these different little things that kind of makes it a neat little place.
Now, Roberta, why don't you tell our listeners what you and Rod just saw there as we walk a little over here to where you are?
I saw a light that looked like a puff of smoke. Yeah, and I just now saw it again.
Oh, really?
Okay, now where she's looking, that is what now?
It's right in between the two hills right here that we're looking at. And that's where the light was. And that's where a lot of things seem to come right out of there. I don't know. I'm not scared of it, but, you know.
About a 50-50 chance anytime you come up here, you'll see something.
Huh? Yeah. I'd say maybe even a little bit more. You know, a lot of it's just subtle, but definitely anomalous.
Right up there at the left.
What do you see?
Well, it kind of just looks...
What is that, a red cloud?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just saw it again. It's just like a blink of light that looks like it's smoke that's red.
Like if it was inside a distortion area? Like, or smoke or fog, yeah. Like, or smoke.
Somewhat like sometimes when we have the UFO reports about, they say, well, it's kind of, fogs it out, cloaks out.
Yeah, it's definitely, whatever's going on here does have some distortion attached to it in some way. In fact...
Yeah, you're talking toward the edge of the... Yeah. You're right, as dips in the middle between the two hills.
Mm-hmm.
And now, have you ever been here late at night or early in the morning? Or is there any certain time it really is right after sunset or when...
Right after sunset and when it's most dark. This isn't really the ideal time, but the ruins just recently got dug up over here. And I've been here... Well, I first been to these ruins about 15 years ago, so probably, you know, on and off, you know, every year or other year, you know, all during that time, and they've never been really messed with until, you know, about a month and a half ago. So I thought that was, and there's still boards out in there, like someone was covering up, digging and then covering it up with boards. So I don't know, maybe some other people have some interest in just because, you know, it's an archaeological site, unique and old.
I wonder what Indians were here. Do we know, or it goes back before that?
Hohokam, but this is one of the older sites. And the archaeologist that was out here with me told me this is definitely a ceremonial or shaman's site because there's only three buildings, not a whole lot of pottery, so it wasn't a highly... people weren't living here necessarily in large numbers or for a long time, so it was probably a, you know, some place where you'd come when you had a ceremony or worship or something.
What do you figure this is? You must have a hunch.
Oh gosh, I have no idea, but there's some properties of. This being an area of coming and going, I guess you might say, because things are seemingly coming out of here and more coming than going, but definitely seems like a place, what would you say, you know, a door, I guess?
A portal. A portal would be a good term. We'll be right back. We're in right outside or to the north of Phoenix, and we'll be right back into this room.
Hello, I'm Anthony Miles, director of the award-winning motion picture Fast Walkers, They Are Here. It's my pleasure to introduce you to our new series of explosive and revealing one-on-one interviews entitled Fast Walkers Open Files. Without question, the biggest challenge of making the original Fast Walkers motion picture was the process of selection of the material that I was able to include, realizing the limitations that were imposed by a motion picture time track of approximately 90 minutes. The selection process was brutal. Our interviews totaled over 50 in number, and many were over an hour in length. most were filled with startling and important information, much of which has never before been told. Now, by popular demand, all of that has changed with the Fast Walkers Open Files series. And be sure to check the FastWalkers.com website on a regular basis for the upcoming release of additional Fast Walkers Open Files volumes, and to get your copy of the Fast Walkers motion picture.